Sunday night, or the Chof Vav Iyar. Tomorrow night we're having the Shiur. I want to thank the Magidei Shiur for pushing off their Shiur, because so that their Talmidim can attend Berkowitz's Shiur, but I think they did it for selfish reasons. Because I told them Doylan's going to be so inspired tomorrow night that they're going to double the size of their Shiurim once people hear what the Berkowitz has to say. They're going to come flocking to the Beis Medrash. So it's really a little selfish of them. So, but I thank them anyway. This is National Cheesecake Week. We're going to discuss the halachas of cheesecake. Contrary to popular belief, it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat cheesecake on Shavuos. I believe it's not even a mitzvah d'rabbanan. But the bracha of cheesecake is an interesting, a lot of ingredients in it. That was a joke. Okay, so tonight we'll discuss the simplest case. When you have your cheesecake, you got to ask your wife or whoever made the cheesecake. A lot of times there's flour in the cheese part of the cheesecake. It's not always a shechva of cake and then cheese with whatever they put in there, sugar, poison, other things. But many times there's flour in the top part also. That's the ingredients of cheesecake. There's cheese and flour and eggs and margarine and whatever else they put in. In that case, it's definitely mizonos. How you determine the bracha achrona is very problematic. For bracha achrona, you need a kazayas of a flour. The other things are not mitzaref. So you have to make, that's difficult how to figure that out. You'll just have to eat, enough to... that's for sure mizonos. The problems and the questions and the diyunim and the stiras in Mishnah Brura start when you have the shechva of cake and the thing on top has no flour in the ingredients, and we'll see that in the coming nights, although not tomorrow night. I'm too scared to say a dvar halach with a Berkowitz around. Too scared. Okay, we'll learn Chavis Halvavos now. Year number 10, since we started it from the beginning, and he's in the Hakdoma, and he's, getting along, and he's starting to talk about Chovos HaLevavos, as opposed to Chovos HaEvarim, and he gave a list of 15 obligations that are Chovos HaLevavos, and he says, V'hadoma l'zeh, similar mitzvahs, these are just examples, Mimasha Eino Nirim Min HaEvarim. And again, I remind you that one of his yesod was, that these mitzvahs have to be mitzvah sichlius. It's not possible, you wouldn't have a chovos halavavos that are not mitzvah sichlius, that are mitzvahs toronios, as he calls them, just obedient mitzvahs. You can have that in the Evarim, because you do it, even though you don't understand exactly why you're doing it. But to have a chovos halavavos, that can't be. And then he gives his examples, and then he says that's only examples. And now he gets into lavin. Achalavin shebechovos halavavos. So first of all, hepech kaleilu. If you don't have yiras Hashem, if you don't think about Hashem, it never occurs to you to contemplate the bria and to see the godless Hashem and the chokhmas Hashem, etc., which he counted as a mitzvah to do. So he's saying, if you don't do that, if you never thought of doing it, if you don't do it, that's wrong. That's first of all, hepech kaleilu, not doing what you're obligated to do is an avera, is a lav, is a negative mitzvah, meaning it's something you're supposed to do. Vegam mehem, now he gives a list of more direct lavim, and his first one is lo nachmod. Now a lot of the things on the Chovos HaLevavos list, you do need a maisa in order to be over it. If you know the Rambam, with lo sachmod and lo tesaveh, usually it's accompanied with a maisa. So Chovos HaLevavos throughout the Sefer talks about pure Chovos HaLevavos and then the Chovos HaLevavos of the Chovos HaEvarim. So when he gives this list now, many, I don't know if he's necessarily being chaylik or much on the Rambam, that you're not over the Lesachman unless you take steps. Lesachman doesn't mean to be jealous of someone else, by the way. That's not a good midah, but it's not the lav. The lav is to plan on getting away from someone what's his, and to take steps in order to get him to sell it to you, even. That's the Leisachmoid. So he says, Leisachmoid. So the Chovos HaLevavos is those thoughts, the plans, the taiva to have it, and the plans of planning and getting it away. Because even though you have to do a maisa, even by loy tesave, you have to do a maisa, by tachmon and loy tesave, but still the primary iser is really belayed. Okay, we'll stop here. Yeah.